Okay, Lady and I in Old Navy, the lady behind the counter and I shared our love of this song.
You did?
Yeah. I was buying something, she was buying something, we both started doing the little dance. And she goes, I love Mary J. And I was like, I love Mary J too. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org. I'm Allison Stewart along with Rachel Martin, and we are not alone any longer. Joining us in the studio, the BPP staff. That means one thing. It's time for the most emailed, most blogged, most commented, and most popular stories on the web. Here's the most.
Dan, let's go first.
Pashman is going first. Turn on Pashman's mic.
Okay. Microphone going there.
We're
we
happy
go.
To know Pashman is back on the food beat.
That's right. I'm back on food. Football season's over. We're back to food. Right. I've got a most emailed here from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Free pancakes at IHOP next Tuesday. I know, I'm sure a lot of BBB listeners were camped out at IHOP 2 days ago.
At all IHOPs around the country?
Yes, but ordinarily it's Mardi Gras day that they do this, and I'll explain why in a sec, but it's next Tuesday because of Super Tuesday, everything going on, they thought that it would be too much of a distraction, so they postponed it 1 week, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., but they do it on Shrove Tuesday, which is a day celebrated in the UK, Canada, parts of Australia, on the same day as Mardi Gras, the day before Ash Wednesday. And it's tradition. It's also known in England as Pancake Day or Pancake Tuesday.
Absolutely.
You're supposed to eat, you know, in much the same way that they eat donuts and fried fatty foods in New Orleans on Mardi Gras, they eat pancakes, another kind of fatty food, in England for the same kind of reason, the day before Ash Wednesday. And that's Shrove Tuesday, so that's normally when the free pancakes happen at IHOP, but instead it'll be next Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., free short stack, but you will be asked to make a donation to Children's Miracle Network. So
that's very nice.
It is. Last year they raised over $625,000.
Oh, very cool.
See, good for IHOP.
Yep.
Miss Caitlin.
My story's a little bit sad. It is the number one most emailed at the Boston Globe, and it's about a mystery illness that's killing off bats in Vermont and New York. The disease has been dubbed the white nose syndrome because of a flaky white fungus that grows on the nose of many sick and dead bats. They're not really sure what's causing it. They discovered it last March, and they found about 11,000 dead bats, and they thought it'd gone away, and now it's sort of resurfaced. So they're really concerned. They're asking people to stay out of caves in case humans are spreading it, and they're just desperately trying to figure out what's killing these bats. And here at the BPP, you may remember our own little bat mitzvah.
We love bats at the BPP.
Why do we love bats and we don't love rats? Like, what is it about bats
wings.
That somehow
because bats
cute?
Can fly. I mean, that's why pigeons get ranked above rats also. Because things that can fly are thought of as
prettier.
Yes.
There's a superhero called Batman. There is no Ratman.
Yeah.
It's true. And if you saw the picture of our little bat mitzvah on our blog, it was the cutest little silver-haired
bat.
Real
life.
Well, you know it's adorable.
I used to walk across the street and see it. Kind of. I don't know. I'm not big on bats.
She's not on the bat bandwagon.
Tough sell.
Well, anyway, it could be bad news for farmers because bats kill off mosquitoes and bugs
That's
and
true.
Other things that affect their crops.
That's
so
true.
If we're missing bats, the crops might be in danger.
Okay. My most is one of the most viewed videos at MSNBC.com. Here's the headline. Woman buckles up beer, but not baby. I'm just going to let this police officer from St. John's County in Florida explain the incident.
At that point in time, he also observed that there was a case of beer which was seatbelted in the car for its safety, I guess. And however, there was a one-year-old child in the rear seat with another adult who was not seatbelted.
Yes, it happened on Super Bowl Sunday. This woman in Florida arrested on drunk driving charges because the beer was buckled up, but the baby was not. She told police she didn't know why the baby was in the back seat without a seatbelt or a car seat. I don't know why. She was charged with driving under the influence, child endangerment, driving without a valid license, running a red light, and not having a seatbelt or child restraint.
No comment.
Hello, Florida. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, I have a cool story. It's the number two most searched thing on Google Trends. It's called Bluter. And Bluter is...
Excuse you.
Yeah, thanks. Bluter is a new music site. It's this place where just kind of any old Joe Schmo, I don't really think they have standards. You can just, if you think you have musical talent, you can upload your file of whatever song you've made onto this site, and then other people can listen to it or actually download it for a small fee. So that's how the site makes money. And I guess everyone's trying to figure out what in the world Bluter means, so they were Googling it. It apparently comes from Scottish slang. It means a hearty and full-blooded strike. And this is an example of how a Scottish person would say it. And you do a better Scottish accent than I do. I'm going to try. Blooter the ball like the... I can't blooter the ball like that again and you're not playing.
That's rubbish.
Basically, that meant if you kick the ball as hard and as carelessly as that again, you're not going to play football with us. So blooter means kick, and they named it after... And this website is named after it, and that's where you can upload your music if you think you have particular musical talents.
Matt Martinez,
I'm rounding it up with the some of the most emailed at npr.org. There are two that I think are quite interesting. They're in the top five. They kind of go back and forth from three and four and four and five. One is a report from John Nielsen that aired on Morning Edition. It's Americans Spending Less Time in Nature. This university professor, University of Illinois Chicago, calculated that since the late 80s, attendance at national parks has been declining by about 1% of the year. He actually looked across national parks, state and local parks, U.S. Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, commercial polling firms, and just found out that participation outside is down 18% to 25% from peak levels. So people just not going outside anymore.
That's sad.
They're just not going outside anymore. And that leads me to another on the NPR most emailed, which is high school teaches Thoreau in the woods. Literally.
So they're making people go outside.
They're making people go outside.
For great.
One program is offered all year long outdoors at Walden Pond.
I think that sounds pretty
cool. Isn't it pretty cool? It's actually
cool.
At Walden Pond.
I think that sounds neat.
It's called the Walden Project, and it's this guy named Matt Schlein, and we're going to hear the piece that was reported by Larry Abramson on Morning Edition, and it's all about this guy who runs this alternative program focused on environmental studies and the teachings of Henry David Thoreau.
Cool.
And the opening line of this piece, brilliant. Let's hit it.